Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Kevin Willis. Bowling Green voters will soon have a new mayor for the first time in nearly a decade. Bruce Wilkerson dropped his re-election bid in a surprise announcement last month and endorsed one of his opponents. Lisa Autry brings us a closer look at the race.
On September 1st, the Bowling Green mayor's race got more interesting. Incumbent mayor Bruce Wilkerson announced he was withdrawing from the contest due to medical reasons. That's when he also endorsed retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Todd Alcott, who is the only candidate on the ballot. Tom Morris and Chris Page are running as riding candidates and are making their first bids for public office. Alcott entered politics 2 years ago when he ran for State Representative Jody Richards' seat in the legislature. He lost the Republican primary in that race. Alcott hopes to stage a comeback. His path to elected office is a little clearer this time, but he's not expecting to coast to victory. One Saturday last month, Alcott set up a booth at the intersection of Russellville and Morgantown Roads. He waved to traffic and passed out campaign literature.
Thank you!
If elected, one of his main goals is to unify city and county government.
I'm not here to make a united metro government, but I am here to be a leader to say I'm going to unite leaders.
One of the issues Alcott wants both local governments to tackle is the lack of broadband internet access.
I teach in the high school. I have JRTC at Warren East High School. My wife is a teacher, second grade at Alverton. We have students say, sir, I couldn't do my homework last night because my mom couldn't take me to a Wi-Fi spot.
Across town, Tom Morris is canvassing a neighborhood just off Cabell Drive. Although the mayor's race is nonpartisan, Morris is visiting mostly Democratic homes that he thinks will be friendly to his platform that includes sustainable energy and recycling.
We have a responsibility to care for the earth, and this is kind of part of our responsibility, I think.
He's a landlord and a retired computer engineer. Wearing a mask and T-shirt reading Tom Morris for mayor, he walks up to a home on Smith Way whose owner is sweeping the front porch.
Sir, excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Tom Morris. I'm running for mayor.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. I would shake your hands, but not in these times, right?
The coronavirus pandemic is one of two challenges Morris is facing. The second is that he's mounting a write-in campaign, which is forcing him to work even harder.
It's not very good chances, but, you know, I feel so strongly about what I'm running on that I'm willing to take that chance.
Morris is backed by the Louisville-based Fairness Campaign for supporting local efforts to pass a law protecting the LGBTQ community from discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations.
It's a business-friendly position to take. Large businesses don't want to move where they feel like their employees are not going to be welcomed.
The LGBTQ also have an ally in Bowling Green's other write-in candidate for mayor, Chris Page, who pastors Center Baptist Church in South Union, Kentucky.
I don't believe in discrimination against anyone for any reason. Just because you don't agree with somebody's lifestyle doesn't mean you should use the law to discriminate against them, and that's what I believe.
Page, who is African-American, owns the Shake Rag Barber Shop.
I can't feel that.
Yeah, looks good.
Now, that take a lot off the top, because like I said, you got a little spot right here.
It's good.
Page talks a lot of politics with his customers, but he never planned to enter politics until Mayor Bruce Wilkerson dropped out of the race and endorsed Todd Alcott.
The people of Bowling Green deserve an election, not a selection.
Wilkerson's endorsement resulted in a complaint filed with the city's Board of Ethics. The panel has since cleared the mayor of misusing city resources when he made the endorsement at City Hall. Alcott, Morris, and Page have 15 days left to sway Bowling Green voters who haven't already cast their ballots early in person or through the mail. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.